Episode 2299, The Clock is Ticking.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. It is Mindset Monday, and you need to get ready to lead your day. The clock is ticking. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, be careful not to leave your dreams and goals in life to chance. Cautiousness can delay or ignite your passionate action. Create your now and take aim on what really matters. The clock is ticking. You know, when you're in the process of living, it's easy to leave yourself out of life. Maybe you're focusing too much on the kids. Maybe focusing on your spouse's career. You might do what you know without knowing how much you matter. Essentially, you're doing what you need to do to survive. You're just trying to get through the day, going through the motions. That totally makes sense, doesn't it? You don't want to be where you are. You want to go farther. Why can't you fast forward to where you want to go? Well, consider this. There are seasons in life where you want something different than where you stand. You and I both have experienced it. But the hard fact is you can't speed up time. You don't control the clock. Yet you do control your response to the season you're in. You want more out of life than what the season you're in has to offer. It's frustrating. It's all super unfair. I get it. Your mind begins drowning in the what ifs, could haves, would haves, should haves, and trying to speed up time or slow down time only with the consistent reminder that the clock is ticking. Then you begin to question, what could I do differently? It's like you stumble and you're like, come on, Lord, what is it? Why do I keep finding myself here? And you ask these questions and they seem to come up more often than you want to even to acknowledge, because you really don't want to be where you are today. Sometimes you just feel like running away. It's easy to hide and not understand the season you are in, but it's what you seek. Think about it this way. When you play hide and seek, the win doesn't come from the hiding. It's all in the seeking. So if you want to claim something different, your season is your time. It's time to be present. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Time to be present. T-I-M-E. Take back time. And it's not about the time that you lost. It's about your present. What you have here and now. So let's break it down. Number one, T. Trim your schedule. What's really the priority for you in this season? Name it. Own it. Don't sit there and dance around the bush. Don't sit there and pretend, oh, well, I kind of want to do this. No. Be specific and trim your schedule accordingly. Don't focus on what you're hiding from. You want to go in there headstrong, mind strong, heart strong, body strong. It's time to be present, so trim your schedule. Your days are numbered. And you see, this is something that I myself have been wrestling with. You may think that I come on here and talk and, oh man, I got it all together. No, I don't have it all together. There are days that I just sit down and I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? I give it to him and then it's like I take it back. And it's like I give it back to him two or three times and then I want to take it back 200 times. It's this give and take. And then I question and say, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? What do I want to be when I grow up? How do I lead my children? What am I supposed to do with my marriage? It's called life. And so I wrestle with this too. There is no easy answer, but there is a simple solution. That's why we call it the kisses. We all need kisses every single day. It's time to be present. Start by trimming your schedule. Number two, ignite your passion. Don't focus on what you are running from. Embrace what you are learning and how you are being stretched. How much of your efforts are focused on what you can't do? I know for most of us, it's like 90%. I mean, really, I want you to be honest about this. Think about it. Are you really focusing? If you're building a business, are you really focusing on what you are to be doing, not what you're lacking? I get this with my children. We got finals coming up. Oh my goodness. The house becomes a little bit stressful. We got college finals and high school finals. And then you just put in everything else called life finals. And you're like, oh my gosh, Lord, you got to take this because this is going to put me in the ground. But you see, a lot of what we talk about is what we don't have. I'm not good at taking tests. I don't really like this subject. The professor's out to get me here. Whatever it is for you, maybe you've got a boss that just seems like doesn't like you. Maybe you have a neighbor that all they want to do is stir up trouble. Maybe all your dreams have always been crushed and you're like, why do I keep dreaming? Because my dreams never come true. Doesn't matter how much they cost, if they were even free, but my dreams don't come true. Drop all of that nonsense and ignite your passion. Seek what you want to find. It's time to be present. Trim your schedule. Ignite your passion. Number three, mind your mind. You got to manage your thoughts. And I know I have a lot of thoughts. And I'm sure you do too. And our thoughts can get very negative very, very quickly. It's easy for us to replay those tapes. Okay, let's call them CDs. We got to upgrade a little bit, right? But we replay this stuff over and over and over again in our head. Keep the focus on what's in front of you. Always forward looking. You are in a season. There is a time for everything. You're not going to be in this season doing what makes you uncomfortable forever. This too shall pass. So hang in there. Be patient and manage your thoughts to keep them grounded in what needs to be accomplished. It's looking forward. And if you do look backward, I want you to look at where God has brought you from to where you are now. Find a specific situation, circumstance of your life, way back when. I know you've got at least one. And preach it to yourself. Write it as a reminder on a post-it. Write it on your mirror. Draw a picture. Put it on your screen lock on your phone, whatever you have to do, but you've got to mind your mind. You have to remember that you've come from an incredible experience to where you are now. And yes, you may not like where you are now, but again, this too shall pass. But you got to keep grounded and you got to keep your thoughts grounded. You can't allow yourself to get cluttered in the weeds. We get lost in them. Trim your schedule, ignite your passion, mind your mind, and number four, envelop your now. Wrap yourself up in what you are dreaming and the doors God is opening. Ask him, what are you to be learning in this season? Again, it's the forward motion. Take what you learned from the past and bring it to the future as in now, right? Because back then you wouldn't know you would be right here now. So you got to bring it forward. Sometimes we leave our skills behind thinking, oh, I won't need those again. We forget that we even have them. We don't tap into them, but you got them in your toolbox. God provided them to you. So why do you leave them behind? Envelop your now. Time to be present. What is it that you're running from today? I have a sense that you're running. It's one thing to be running, it's another thing to be chasing. But you have to know what it is so you know what you're really going after. When you're running from something, it can be a negative thing, yet it also can be a positive thing. Same with chasing. You can chase after what you lack. You can chase after what you know. But God may be telling you, I don't want you there. I want you over here. When are you going to be willing to say, okay, Lord, it's your time, not mine. The clock is ticking. You see, God's willing to put in the time, but are you? Am I? Am I willing to do what it takes? Am I willing to go out and plant the seeds so I can later harvest? Am I willing to continually water the seeds? Because I could plant them, but if I don't water them, there's going to be a problem there. I got to tend to their needs. I got to clear the weeds so then I can have something to harvest. But the problem is we forget that we have these seeds planted and that we need to tend to them and care for them. And we get caught up in the weeds. And we get strangled out of what we really were supposed to be doing. And the harvest doesn't come. It's time to be present. The clock is ticking. God wants to give you his dreams. But you can't be hiding behind his word. You can't be just sitting back always going, I'm just going to wait for that lightning strike. I'm searching for the burning bush. Yes, you need to move forward. Waiting expectantly. Not with expectations, but expectantly. Knowing that God is already going before you. But when you do that, that means you're willing to put in the work. And work doesn't mean you're being lazy on the couch. Waiting requires us to still do work. Being still is still an action. What is God asking you to do right now where you need to take aim? I know there's something. And you got it. You feel it and you've been wrestling with it. Give it to God. Tell him, Lord, you got this. I'm on your time frame. I'm running on your clock, chasing your minutes, heavenly minutes. I'm in it until you say to stop. But you got to be ready because it's time. It's time to be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.